With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The National Weather Service Green Bay is warning of the potential for snow squalls today. A snow squall is an intense burst of snow with strong winds. It's not typically the amount of snow that's an issue, it's the visibility. Visibility can drop from 10 miles to less than a half mile in minutes. Kurt Kotenberg is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service Green Bay.
What we will be doing is monitoring for the need for issuing any snow squall warnings. So when we issue those, you know, safety actions that you can take, slow down, delay travel, if possible, you know, wait till after the event. And then if you're stuck in the middle of traffic in the bottom right here, you know, reduce your speed, turn on your lights and hazards, and avoid slamming on the brakes.
Temperatures are expected to drop to the single digits this evening. Thursday morning is expected to be the coldest this week. Wind chills as low as 20 below are expected. The National Weather Service encourages people to limit time outdoors and wear appropriate winter clothing layers. Mecca Trails in Iron County plans to open its chalet this Friday. As of Monday, the trails have been rolled, but conditions are marginal with the wetlands still soft. It's the latest cross-country ski trail system to open in the region. ABR Trails in Ironwood has been open for a couple of weekends now. Minocqua Winter Park Trails survived this weekend's warm-up and remain open. They're all hoping for a better winter than last year. Mike Scholdeis is a volunteer with Mecca Trails.
We're hoping this winter is a lot like the winter before last, where, you know, we had about 130 inches of snow in Mercer, and we had actually, our groomers kept track of 98 different grooming events during the course of the winter.
Mecca is getting ready for its annual Winterfest. On January 18th, racers of all ability levels can compete in different races. There's also a virtual option that opens this Saturday.
We've done that each year since COVID hit, because people are busy, and we get a lot of feedback that, I'd like to come, but I'm busy that weekend. And so the virtual event is fun because people can come whenever it fits their schedule, keep their own time, and turn in. They can ski the course as many times as they want and turn in their best time and be eligible for prizes.
There's also candlelight ski and snowshoe races on January 25th. You can learn more about the events and register for races at MeccaTrails.com. Wisconsin prosecutors have filed 10 additional felony charges against two attorneys and an aide to President-elect Donald Trump, who advised the Republican in 2020 as part of a plan to submit paperwork falsely saying that Trump had won the battleground state that year. Jim Troupas, who was Trump's attorney in Wisconsin, Kenneth Chesbro, an attorney who advised the campaign, and Mike Roman, Trump's director of Election Day operations in 2020, all initially faced a single felony forgery charge in Wisconsin. But on Tuesday, the Wisconsin Department of Justice filed 10 additional felony charges against each of them for attempting to defraud each of the state's 10 Republican electors. Online records show a Wisconsin man who faked his own drowning and left behind a wife and three children to go to Eastern Europe is in a Wisconsin jail. The Victim Information and Notification Everyday System website shows Ryan Borgwart was booked into the Green Lake County Jail Tuesday afternoon. The Green Lake County Sheriff's Office said on Facebook that a news conference would be held Wednesday to update the Borgwart case. The Post said no further information would be provided until then. Sheriff Mark Podol previously said Borgwart began communicating with authorities November 11th after he had been missing for 3 months, but that he had not committed to returning home. Over 70 Michigan townships and counties are taking a stand in court, saying the state is overstepping its authority on renewable energy permits. Crystal Blair explains.
These municipalities have appealed to the State Court of Appeals on Michigan's new clean energy law. They argue it takes away local control over zoning and permits for renewable projects. They say the authority goes to the Michigan Public Service Commission, or MPSC, under the new law. Attorney Michael Homier says the commission initially promised input from local communities, but changed the process through an order.
My clients, you know, frankly, find it insulting. This is about local control and the constant erosion of local control when the state and some bureaucratic agency thinks they know better. And they don't.
The new law went into effect on November 29th. A spokesperson for the MPSC says the agency will implement the legislation as the court reviews the case. The municipalities claim the order from MPSC also improperly redefines key terms, creates unlawful processes, and contradicts clear legislative intent, violating the Administrative Procedures Act. Homier says this is a big issue.
You can't just change those definitions because you want it some other way. That's not how it works. Only the legislature can amend it.
Michigan aims for 100% clean energy by 2040, with 2023 legislation requiring 80% from clean sources and 60% from renewables by 2035, something Homier stresses he's not against.
Nobody wants to stop clean energy. No, at least I don't. None of my clients do. But they do have a say in where it should be located and what adverse impacts might be caused by it.
Since filing the appeal on November 8th and an amended version on November 12th, adding more municipalities, Homier says about a dozen others have contacted him wanting to join the fight. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
Many parts of fish caught in the Great Lakes are not actually used. Now a new report explores how companies in the region can think beyond the fish fillet. Harvest Public Media contributor Teresa Holmesy reports.
The report explores how fish leftovers could be upcycled for new uses like fish oil and gelatin. Eric Molnar worked on the report for government leaders across the Great Lakes Basin. He says mink farms take a significant amount of Lake Erie yellow perch and walleye remains to use as feed. But Molnar says it may not be the best use of fish leftovers, especially as demand for mink fur wanes.
It's just wild to see, like, you're looking at that pile of processed food and you're like, wow, like, we can't find a better solution than to ground this up and give it to, like, animals that can basically eat anything.
Molnar says he hopes the report can be used as a template for public policy across the Great Lakes region. I'm Teresa Holmesy.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.